of the Dish with Tish, Love Island edition. I am here with my bestie and island gal, Megan Flood.
Yo, yo, yo.
We have so much to talk about in this week of Love Island. It is a lot to process, especially since we last recorded, because literally on Thursday, Nicolandria happened and it was so crazy. I say it every episode of the Love Island that we're going to be bouncing around, and just bear with us because this is truly just a stream of consciousness as we are processing and digesting the episodes from this week in real time, and especially the one from tonight. The male and the males were really getting on my fucking nerves in this episode. So we're just gonna be all over the place. Bear with us. I hope by the end of this, you're talking to yourself in agreeance with us, like, yes, girl, that part, say it again, because it's a lot. I mean, let's start with Nicolandria, because
Thank God.
that was the highlight of the season for me. I have never experienced the highest of highs. Literally went to work like everybody asking while I'm smiling out from ear to ear. Like, literally, to have that to the next day be just, just samurai style stabbed in my fucking gut.
I was down bad. I mean, we were living through it together, texting about it the whole time. It was like I'm getting like giddy thinking about it because I'm still kind of like I'm still in the hive is still like alive and well.
I know.
I told so shout out Rachel, one of our besties. I was on the phone with her the day after Nicolandria, and she was like, something she does not watch Love Island, but she's, you know, I think anyone who doesn't watch Love Island still knows what's going on Love Island because it's just taking over the
Yes.
internet.
Yep.
She was like, something big happened last night. I'm confused what's going on. So I told her all of it, but I prefaced it with set yourself in the year 2008. Okay. We're 16 years old. You just read Twilight for the first time. How are
Ugh.
you feeling about Edward Cullen in this moment? She's like, I'm dreaming about him. I can't stop like reading fanfic. Like, she didn't say a fanfic. I don't know if she read fanfic. She can be magic and be like, I didn't fucking read that shit.
I mean,
But
I sure did.
I know.
I
I
sure
right. I'm
did.
like putting myself in
I
that
was
place.
writing it.
No,
Shit.
100%. So I'm like, you think of the feeling you had in your gut that like Edward Cullen was gonna be your husband, like obsessed.
Yeah.
That is the energy and obsession that we had for 24 hours straight.
It was insane. I don't think I went to bed until like 3 or 4 a.m. just watching edits and
Yes.
just having the community of people just like geek out over it. This is so nerdy. My friends were laughing at me so hard because I was like, oh my God, my Discord channel is going crazy. And they were like, you're on a Love Island Discord channel? I was like, I am. They were like, how many people are in here? And I was like, I hundreds, thousands, I don't know.
Who's to
And they were
say?
crying, laughing at me because I was like, the Discord's going crazy, you guys. You don't even understand.
The combining of two worlds, Discord and Love I and reality TV,
I
incredible.
mean,
I love that for you.
it was just such, it was such a fun time, especially in this season. It's been so dark and heavy, and it has not been. It's not Love Island, you know? It
No.
is like truly a competition show, like versus people actually trying to find genuine relationships. I don't even want to say connections anymore, because if I hear explore or connections one more time, I am going to
KMS.
literally, it's taking a toll.
It's so frustrating because, and I'm sure we'll get into it in a little bit, but like we're watching UK as well, and there's a reason why UK is the OG best of the best. It
Yeah.
is giving all the Love Island that we need this season, and US is so fucking frustrating, except
I
for the
know.
24 hours of Nicolandria. Maybe like
Oh.
30, like 48. We'll give it 48 because we were still buzzing.
Yes, we were still holding out until basically until they came back. When the Casa people came back and Nick and Sierra had their moment when she was crying, when she thought he got dumped, and then he walked in with the Landria. It was like, okay, that's when.
You know what though? The like girlies online are still like the hive is still alive and well
I
because there are people who
know.
are like, here's what's gonna happen. Movie night's gonna happen. Nickelandria's gonna like they're like mapping out everything still how it's gonna happen. So I'm
Yes.
still fucking brainwashed and I'm like, no, I'm DeLulu. This is still gonna happen. I don't know.
I mean, movie night is going to be a mess for them. And that's the thing. Like, even if they do make it outside, like, say they make it to the finale or they go really far, I still think, like, first of all, her bestie is running her social media. Her bestie cannot stand Nick. She
She's
cannot
like,
stand
hear me out,
him.
dot, dot, dot.
She does not like him. And you can tell, like, her and whoever is running Nick's social media. I don't know if it's his sister, Ella, the little umbrella that he has tattooed.
Oh, yeah.
And she's been having a blast with social media. And hit her and his mom love Alandria. And like, we're really into that. So I just feel like if the people closest to you aren't fucking with your partner, it's really hard to like,
Get past that.
yeah, keep the relationship.
How can they get back into the real world and see all of the thousands of
Thousands.
edits of the two of them and watch back their own fucking kiss and not get turned on? Like, there's no,
There's no way.
it's
That
my
kiss was
DeLulu brain.
so good. I watched
I'm
it.
fucking feral.
I watched it so many times. I made an edit myself. It literally took me back to my Tumblr Twilight fan,
Yeah.
like 1D Buffy fanfic. Like,
This
literally,
is
I was,
literally, yeah.
bitch, I said, ooh, because one thing about me, I love a fucking yearn. I love to yearn. I love longing. I love a gaze. I love a hand touch. Like, Pride and Prejudice, any fucking Shonda Rhimes, like Bridgerton. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding
I
me?
feel like I'm melting hearing you talk about
I
this.
mean, it. Oh, I love that. And I don't know if it's a Scorpio with me or what, but I live for. That's why I love Nosferatu so much. Everybody was like, you're weird because, like, you saw that four times in the theater. And I was like, the way this nigga is pining over this girl, he said, bitch, day or night, I am taking you with me, and I will literally kill everybody in this fucking town if you don't fucking come with me. I was like, bro, I'm here for it. Orloff, come get me. Come get me. Ah!
I'm sorry, I'm about to throw up my coffee. That's the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard. Comparing Nicolandria to Nosferatu is insane. That is crazy. Nick is about to get online and be like, okay, why is this one bitch comparing me to like this decaying flesh of a human?
Nicolandria, Nosferatu,
The alliteration is alliterating. You can't get past alliteration. That's love's best
in
language.
a way, she was sucking on that lip.
She was biting him. Maybe she's
Okay, maybe
Nosferatu. She
she's
was biting
Orlok.
him.
Oh, it was just so hot, and I it's the longing for me. It's the like the edit I made. It's like the passing looks. It's the kissing each other at every challenge. It's the chemistry. It's the way they were so giddy and like, oh my God, it's the first time all season I literally was screaming in a positive way.
Yes.
Giggling, kicking up my feet, literally like, yes. I remember after it happened, you were like, I can't sleep. I need you to call me as soon as you finish the episode. I was like, I just got home. Like, it's gonna be late. And you were like, I'll be up.
I'm up.
And I called you after because you knew, like I said last week, I have been Nicolandria, and I was prophesizing, manifesting that it would happen. And I think it was the first thing that the producers did, like at our
The only
behest,
thing.
literally, to be like, hey, we're our bad. But at the same time, I also kind of feel like it was very manufactured, but at the same time, I don't. It's like a double, like that gave me so much life and I lived for it so much. They did that for us, but at the same time, I hate that they had to resort to doing that for us because the season's so bad. You know what I mean? It's like, I hate that it's like the producers have to listen to us on the outside because what's going on in the villa is so bad that it's like we have to appease the viewers because it's going so horribly inside the villa. You know what I mean?
I think it's a mixture of the producers and just this like contagion that is Ace ideology through that's spreading through the villa from day one. And it's just like slowly infected everyone in the villa of like, you need to navigate this show the way I am, or else you're doing it wrong and America's gonna judge you for it. Like, my way or the highway, motherfucker. And it's a mixture of that plus the produce. I just think the producers don't know what the fuck they're doing.
And I mean, I can't stand Austin. I do not know how he is still there, but it props to him for being like the only person to call Ace out on that.
I mean, I don't like the guy, but I'm glad someone said something.
I'm glad somebody said something. I mean, he fucking sucks, obviously, but at least I was like literally so surprised that no one said anything. But we'll get into that. I still need to talk about
Yeah.
Nicolandria. I still have hope because I feel like Alandria got a hit of that nicotine.
Oh, I see what you did there.
She got some of that nicotine. She took a hit.
She got a little buzz, mate.
She got a little buzz, but she like denied herself that. And
Oh,
this
yeah.
is where it bums me out with US and how they're being perceived because in the UK, girl, they're friends, but they really don't care. They'll be like, you're my girl, but like
I'm looking for love. Yeah.
I like your guy. I kissed him and like I think I got some fanny flutters. Whereas here it's like Alandria's basically martyring herself,
For this fucking
because for
man
this fucking
and for
man
her friendship.
and for her friendship. And it's like, you're gonna lose out because you can't like take the opportunity to possibly be happy. Like tonight's episode in one of my other Love Island group chats, we always joke about it like being a humiliation ritual. Like this season's been so bad. Like my girls really took the bait and flopped so hard. And Alandria, I was happy that she got some of that pent-up anger out. Like
Yeah.
I'm sure that felt good to let him know. But also, it's like, how many times are you going to let this man publicly embarrass you and disrespect you? You know, like, I feel like if she wouldn't have done that, Taylor probably wouldn't have been as bold to be like, oh, you want me to make up my mind? You want me to make up my mind? Fine, I choose Clark. And I also think Clark wrote that card, high key.
Oh, 100%. But it's like, why? Here's my rebuttal, if you will. Why does it fall on her for speaking her mind for him being the asshole? It's her fault that he's an asshole. You know what I mean?
True. It's not her fault, but at all. I don't think it's her fault, but I think that her saying that, like, he felt like, oh. But I'm also like, okay, she's like, okay, how old are you? But he's like, she got me feeling like a little kid. She said, how old are you? And at the same time, I'm like, babe, you've been chasing this man child all
Right.
season.
That's fair.
I am glad she said that stuff about Jalen because that was true. And what it is, and I don't think Taylor will ever say this, I don't think he's been interested in Alandria like that at all. On the
No.
second day, he said, I'm not physically attracted to her. So I think he just was stringing her along until someone else came along that he really liked. She was a placeholder. And when Jalen came in and was showing her interest, he felt threatened. And that's when he, did extra grafting and was trying to spit game and do all that because he didn't want to go home.
Right.
I don't think he's ever been attracted to her. And I saw actually something online, and it was like a picture of his family. And it said, do you notice anything? They were all light skinned, and his mom kind of resembled Clark.
Ooh.
Same color, same long hair. And I said, well, it's low key giving colorism. It'd be your own people. And that's just an observation that I clocked that. Because that's I had that feeling. I was like, he don't want to be with her. He don't want to be with the dark skinned girl. And that's fine, but just say that.
Like, speak your fucking truth. Don't wait for this fucking platform in front of a mailbox to like say what you need to say. I just
Right.
hate that he was like the way that he said, I choose Clark. I'm like, you can suck a big fat dick, motherfucker. Like, it was the energy, you know, from the moment you got back from Casa, you with your body language have been saying, I'm not into Alandria.
Right.
But your words directly to Olandria was that I want to kiss you. Literally, I didn't kiss you, but I wanted to. He's been telling her everything she wants to hear because he doesn't think that she's strong enough to take a rejection. And that's how fucking men are so much of the time. They'll ghost or they won't say what they're really feeling because they don't think we're strong enough to say, oh, like I can move on. Their egos are too high thinking that we're going to be crushed and. Because of this man. And it's like, that's gross, dude. Let this woman just move the fuck on.
Because it's like, girl, you think you the prize? You? Your Woody Woodpecker kissing ass? You think you're it? Girl, get off my island.
Get
Like,
off.
bye.
I'm eating my
No,
words
thank
from the
you.
first episode where I was like, I think Alandria and Taylor are gonna take it all the way because it's like, ugh.
No, I had a feeling. I knew. Honestly, I knew it. Because you could just tell. I don't know if it's like being black and knowing how. And that's why I am rooting for Shelly and Alandria because I love a dark skinned woman. If I could be extra dark, if I could be like fucking Lupita, oh my God. I think it's so beautiful and striking and they're everything to me. And when people don't appreciate that, I'm like, you're like, you don't realize what a fucking baddie you have. Like, hello, body T, goals, natural, what?
Right.
Face card lethal. If you're not into that,
We're sicking Nosferatu on you, and it's not going to be a sexual situation. He's going to fuck you the
no.
fuck up.
Or we're gonna send the rats from Nosferatu.
That's what it is. We'll send the rats to feast on your flesh.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know, going back to Nicolandria. Speaking of Ola, and like that was so I, Ola, Ola.
Oh, my boy Ola.
No, I mean Orlandria, Ola.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Olaf. Wait, is that his name?
No.
Olaf? No, that's the. No, that's the.
Warlock.
Olaf is the snowman from Frozen, isn't it?
Correct.
Okay.
Totally different, bald, white person.
Not fuckable, that snowman.
No, I would
Very
never fuck
cold.
Orlof.
Very cold.
Ugh.
He
And
only
I would
has the
feel.
carrot to work with.
Yeah, I would feel a little creepy because, like, he's for kids. So that would be weird.
Oh.
Ugh. But Ola, as in Olandria, because we're on nickname basis.
Right.
Seeing her so giddy and happy, Nick just brought out this side to her that we have not seen this entire time. And that was really
Yes.
what it was for me, seeing what they brought out in each other and just that little from that dinner. And like them, like giggling, and him, them holding hands, him
And
kissing
him
her
kissing her
hands.
hands. Ugh.
Oh God, to that kiss, and like they were just so giddy around each other, and even like when she said, "Oh, I'm cold," and he took the literal shirt off his back to give to her.
not like didn't even he didn't flinch. He did not flinch to take that shirt off. And he's giving her like everything that she deserved, like yes. telling her and like literally praising her, kissing the ground at her feet, and then later licking the motherfucking feet. Like yes. he is giving he put her that all whole that foot- love. Like talk, the only time putting a foot in your mouth is
was hot.
Hot. Ooh.
Yeah. I was like, yeah.
Well, because she's a fan favorite and it's like we want her to get that love that she deserves that Taylor is like 100% opposite, like not giving her at all.
So we did a little debrief on the episode and I mentioned this and you'll get it because you've watched all of UK. I could see Ola or Amaya getting the Amber Gill treatment where, remember, Amber was with fucking, what was his name, Mark?
Yes.
And like they had a good relationship in the beginning and then it became a little contentious because he started like, you know, looking at other bombshells and acting up. Mm. And then during Casa, he left.
Right.
And when he came back, he recoupled and she was devastated.
Everyone
was like shook that he chose another girl because Amber was drop dead gorgeous, was like all in on him. Didn't even flinch at another man. But then a bombshell came in after Casa and they had only known each other for like a week or two and she fucking won.
Mm-hmm.
Because people said we want our girl to be happy, and I could see. I mean, Ola, Alandra, and Shelly are getting a lot of shit online after the episode tonight. And I do want to say, like, dear Love Island, like, where's the disclaimer for being kind to people now? Like, you did that for Huda, saying, you know, like, bullying is not acceptable and people are people. Where is that now when it's two black women?
Well, and it's like, don't like talk about putting your foot in your mouth a bad thing at this point. Like the producers, they're saying like, don't bully, don't do this. How are you going to fucking set up this mailbox game that we've never seen? I don't remember ever seeing this fucking game in my life. This is brand new. Correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like I've never seen this.
Similar.
They do the tweet challenge.
They do the tweet challenge. And then I know on UK this season, it wasn't exactly male, but it was like the quotes. But it revealed, remember?
Well,
it like
yeah.
Revealed,
but even so, like this was diabolical. To do this, especially when you have so many people in the villa, it's so fresh after Casa. Like y'all are really setting these people up to fail. You do not, all you care about is drama at this point. I think they know they've lost the plot and they're like, yes. We just are going to give in to like, maybe the only person that we know could win is Amaya because we know the public's only voting for her. So let's just let this train wreck burn more slowly. it's really uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah. I just think it's fucked up that they're saying like no bullying for Huda, but Shelly and Alandria, like the comments on their profiles right now are horrendous. And I just think that's so fucked. And even the way Austin spoke to Amaya last night and three men ganged up on her. And she so eloquently said, I may not be your cup of tea. Don't drink it.
Don't fucking drink it.
I may not be the book for you. Don't fucking read it. And I said, honestly, that's my winner.
100%.
She was my MVP last night. Honestly, yes. I thought that she handled herself really well. And also, Brian, you're on my list. Thank you for talking about Hispanic culture and how that's just terms of endearment. Like they literally call everyone babe, mi amor, my love. Like
how dare Ace double down on that shit?
Because it's like, again, you think you're the prize. You are also, you think you're the prize and you think you're 5'10", get your fucking head together, bro. Because let me tell you, two of those are incorrect. You are not 5'10" and you are not a prize.
You are certainly not 9'10".
Not 9'10".
Oh my God, 9'10". He's definitely not
He's
9
definitely
p.m.
not 9:10.
Am I a papaya forever? And
Yeah.
honestly, I think one of the best quotes of the entire episode, maybe the whole season, is God forbid, like with tears streaming down her face, God forbid a woman be an emotional gangster. Like, incredible. She owns her shit so, like, gracefully, and she's so unapologetic. I think
I
in the
know.
beginning, it took us a second to warm up to her because she is a lot, and it's okay to say she's a lot because. And it's okay that she is a lot. She
Yes.
is a lot to handle. And I love that for her. She doesn't apologize. She says what she wants to say. Maybe she talks over people a lot and like she needs to like, you know, listen a little bit more. But I love that she's just like owning her shit. Like she doesn't care. And I like it was so nasty the way these men fucking piled up on her. Amaya Papaya for the win, no matter who she's with.
For sure.
And hopefully it's not Zach.
No. Oh, I think she said they're done.
She's
and
out.
Again, he's like, that conversation with them, he's like, we both have legs. I'm like, girl,
like, what?
What are you talking? Again, these men are so way too confident. They need to be humbled. And I can't wait for them to come outside and for us to fucking humble them because it is not it. Also, I do feel like with Olandra and Shelly, my friend Kenny, shout out to Kendra, love you girl. She had a good point with like, it's probably better to crash out in the beginning, like Huda did, because people love an underdog. And now she's had her crash outs, she's learned, and like people are starting to root for her more and come around, versus Olandra and Shelly had their crash outs late. And now they're kind of getting the backlash now.
I feel like Alandria in that moment, just everything that she did
was justified. I feel like it was justified. 100%.
I feel like it was justified. I don't like that she's getting lumped into like the mean girls group.
Because I don't either.
Because she's time and time again shown like maybe she says something or does something that someone comes to her and talks to her about. And she's like, you know what? Thank you for telling me that. I'll kind of like, you know, remember that hurt you the way I said that and move on and navigate a different way. She's so mature in how she navigates really high stakes and intense situations that probably tonight or whenever they, you know, record whatever the fallout is the next day, she's going to be like, I said some shit and I'm owning it. She owns her shit. She owns her shit.
She does.
Shelly, on the other hand, I feel like she is crashing out. She 100% is crashing out.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch.
It really is.
But I will say I understand the stem of the frustration with Huda. Because if we go back to Casa Amor, Shelly's only real connection was Chris, obviously. And without talking to Shelly first, Huda pulled him into that weird circle door room, right? The little private room with the circle door. Without talking to Shelly, she went and made a connection with Chris. And then afterward, she talks to Shelly about it. And she's like, hey, I just want to let you know, like, I'm interested in Chris, which is okay. Like, that's what you fucking do on this show.
Yeah.
But the fact that, like, Huda has been, like, I'm a girl's girl and she professes it. She does not follow through with her actions on that. And that, I think, was, like, the catalyst of, like, the big final.
Yes.
Last straw that Shelly had with her.
It's weird that people aren't clocking that. It's like, I don't know. I just feel like Huda, time and time again, from the stuff with Jeremiah saying, I'm such a chill person. I'm so caring. I would never say, you know, fuck off or whatever to cut to her. Like, I want someone to do an edit. Cut to her. You're a fucking little bitch.
Right.
You're a fucking little bitch. Blah, blah, blah. To her. Lying about the stuff that he said to her. Oh, he's talking about moving in together. That never happened unless they cut it from the show and we didn't see it. To her talking about being a girl's girl. To when Iris comes in, calling her a dumb bitch, this, that, and the third. To when Hannah and Amaya came in, dogging them, stay the fuck away from my man. But you're a girl's girl. And then for Shelly, with the Chris situation, like, I'm bringing him back for you because I know you want him. Like,
I am glad that she said some of that shit to her. I All of this should have been said one-on-one to each other. That is like at the end of the day. That's the problem. And that's where it falls on producers for creating messy, fucked up situations just for the drama of the TV show.
Right.
But they had time. Then it comes back to Shelly. Like, don't be this mean girl energy of like, it's all messed up. Like, I have so many emotions and I'm all over the fucking map. But it then comes down to Shelly did have time to address this stuff with Hoda one-on-one. And Hoda created that space for them to do so. It's okay that Shelly wasn't ready to talk at that moment, but it was a whole ass day between Hoda saying, let's talk, and then the mailbox challenge. So it's like all back and forth. I'm like, they had time to do this, but they're still wrong for bringing it up at this time. I don't, if it's all so messy. I have a million opinions on all the different things.
I understand both sides. I understand Hoda, like, she did stand on business, but it's kind of a little bit after the fact, because like, she stood on business but not really. Like, I do feel like she got ganged up on, sure, not as bad as Amaya, but also I understand why they felt that way, because it's been weeks of pent up stuff.
Yeah.
And this is the thing, like, they're not really friends, because if that was really your friend, you would say something to them. Like, hey, this hurt my feelings. I didn't like this. Even if you think about last year, I know we all miss last season in the US. Like, it was so great and the PPG of it all. But like, there was a moment where Janae kind of liked Miguel, and she was kind of toying with that idea. And
oh, I Leah, forgot about that shit.
Yeah. And Leah was, you know, obviously interested in him. And she kind of did her a little, like, she didn't really move in the best way, but Janae was honest and open with her. And they moved past it. And then Kenny came in. Obviously, the rest is history, but they have not had those real conversations with Hoda. So it's just all this stuff built up, and now it's looking like she's getting dogpiled on, and it's warranted, and it's, but it's the way that it's being delivered. That's what it is. And with, yeah, Shelly, it's like, oh, Shelly, I was probably the most disappointed in, because not only she fell for Ace's bait so hard, because he wanted her, obviously he doesn't want her to be with Chris. And she blew up her spot with Chris. Like, that's done. And that was hard to watch, because it's like, that's the person that you really wanted, I think. But you were unsure, because you have been building this with Ace, or like the internet says, you allegedly came in with him already being your boyfriend. But like, I think she wanted a roster backup plan at the end of the day. And now that Chris, you know, started developing feelings for Hoda, which, I mean, they are in a couple together. They are literally sleeping together in the same bed. Like,
how does that not happen?
How does that not happen? If they kiss, like, it's like, they, hello. And also, she's like, you haven't really been doing stuff for me. Bitch, he brought you flowers with your breakfast. And also, you chose Ace. You chose another person. What do you want him to do? Like, what is he supposed to do? To me, actions speak louder than words. If you're picking this fucking Smurf-ass nigga over me, that, I mean, what do you, I,
right.
Chris acted how Alandria should have acted when Taylor chose Clark, and that's what she should have done. But Chris said, okay, I'm gonna lean into my couple now because you chose somebody else.
Right.
So
he did, though. He did have way less time with Shelly than like the Alandria and Taylor of it all. Like, they had, sure, weeks of buildup. So it was probably harder for her to accept that she needed to move on. But I totally agree. And I feel like Ace and Shelly, I feel like everything just boils down to Ace. I hate his ass. I don't even like looking at his motherfucking face. I hate him. The way he like reacts to everything, and like then he looks like a sad little boy, and then he's like, what the fuck? I could punch the screen. I hate watching him. And you know what someone said about him online? Someone was like, let's remember that Ace went to high school during COVID. He's a COVID high school kid. So all of these kinds of like communicative skills that you learn from inevitably the drama or high stakes feelings that you feel as a teenager were gone out the window. He's stuck looking at a screen going to school every day, which sucks. No one should have gone through that. I'm not saying like every COVID high school kid is the same, but someone calling that out online just made everything click of how he navigates conflict and communication. He has no communication skills whatsoever. He thinks he does, but he doesn't.
I think for most of them, anyone who is 25 and under, the main character energy that they all have. I'm so glad that you brought that up because I was talking with one of my friends about this too. And even like the way that they kiss, it's like they all are so tongue first because they probably were watching a lot of porn.
Oh and my not God. Like that's crazy.
When we were growing up, we would make out with all our friends. At least for me, I made out with all my friends all the time. That's how we learned how to kiss.
I mean, I was in college by the time that happened, but yes.
But like this generation, like the COVID kids, like most of them were either in high school or in college during COVID. So the way that they see things, the way that they interact with each other, it's completely different than the millennial mindset.
They're just preoccupied with the way they're going to be portrayed on screen.
They are so worried about how they're being perceived.
Yeah, maybe at a deeper level, like aside from Ace, like maybe that is just the root of the issues that are happening. Totally. Everyone's navigating the way they think they should as opposed to following their gut. And going back to the beginning, that's why UK seems to be and always will be superior because they're not worried about that perception that the public is having on them. They're not sitting around like, oh, I should be with Ace because I think everyone probably wants me to be with Ace and I'm not sure because I don't have my phone. I can't see what people are thinking, but Ace is the logical choice here. So I'm going to let him be my choice, even though I want Chris as just an example. But yeah, they're just really preoccupied, I think, with the way that they're being perceived as opposed to what they really want.
Yeah. And also with that too, like, I think with the UK, why it's a little better too, is that it's been on longer there. Like that, the first and second season really are what put it on the map. And that was in what, like 2014, 15. So they've had years of knowing how the show works, the outcome, everything. Pre-COVID. So our first biggest season popped off post-COVID.
That's such a good point.
So between the actual COVID generation, most of them experiencing most of like the trauma in ways that you learn how to like communicate with people through COVID, through a screen, that they're so leaning into it. Because that's kind of all that they've known is like how they're being perceived because they have the TikTok, they had to lean so much on their screens during the hardest times of their life, probably, where it's like in the UK, it was already a thing. We saw how like established couples work. Most of them are typically older for the most part, and they just know how the show works over there versus over here. Like, there was a period the show was on CBS,
right?
And they literally did it in a fucking hotel rooftop.
The COVID season was at the top of fucking Caesar's Palace on the roof in Vegas of Caesar's Palace.
Like, what you know about that, bro? Like, oh my God,
yeah, man. Everyone go watch UK. I think at the end of the day, everyone should go and watch UK because it is superior. There's nothing like it. I'm worried though that even people that are new will think it's boring, honestly. That's what I'm worried about. But I mean,
that's the show. That's the show that we watch, like you said.
Beanbags and fucking avocado toast.
I don't need all of that. I literally just try to see people crack on and graft.
Crack on.
And how, you know, like there's one thing that happens that is so gaggy. The fucking they have a rule on the season of the UK that you can go to the hideaway with someone that's not your partner, and something so gaggy left me my jaw on the floor.
I was reeled in. It was like
Oh,
episode one or two. It was like right off the bat.
literally right off the bat. And I said,
Crazy.
this is tea. This is what I want to see. I don't need the theatrics. I don't need Hurricane Huda. I don't want that. I just want to see the interpersonal fucking relationships around the villa. I don't need all this extra bullshit and people thinking so much about how they're coming across. Even Sierra, I like her a lot. I love her style. This girl is PR trained. And I know she's friends with some people who were on the show before. She's really good friends with Johnny and Cassie from
Oh, I didn't
previous
know
seasons. And
that.
it's like, I do think she's very articulate, but I also am like, girl, I'm gonna need you to be a little more authentic. That's why I appreciated that moment with her and Iris, like Iris being like, you're cool with them just fucking making out
Right.
like
She's like,
that. Like,
what?
that's kind of crazy that you're
Calling
okay
out
with
the
that. Like, he
performative girls
was
girl side of it.
right. Like, he was inside you. That's crazy. And she's right. That's the first time I
She's
said, Iris,
right.
you're actually okay.
As much
Like,
as we are DeLulu for Nicolandria, like the way she reacted is not. We were all expecting a fucking crash out on her end. We were like, we're gonna live in
totally.
this moment right now and we'll deal with the Sierra fallout tomorrow. There was no fallout. She
But I
was okay
also
with
feel like
it.
she was not threatened by Alandria. Like, she was
Oh,
like,
yeah.
whatever. But it's like, little does she know, he said she was one of the most beautiful women he's seen in his lifetime. And he's been trying to get to know her from day one.
And those cute little kisses he did on the back of your hand during your date, he did them with Alandria first, motherfucker.
Ooh, clock that. Also, speaking of Nick, I have noticed that every time him and Huda have a meaningful conversation, whether it's, I'm a mom, I'm a mommy, Mamacita,
Mamacita,
to, you know, yeah,
fucking her over publicly.
Shelly is mad at you, it'll be okay, to literally to smile in her face to go and publicly humiliate her in front of everybody again
Crazy.
against her when they're always at the fire pit. It's like, damn, this nigga do not like you, girl. He's
No.
like, you're such a good friend to me. I'm like, what he about to do?
She said, I adore you.
You're such a good friend to me. I say, is he?
I think he hates your ass.
I think he hates your ass.
Nick is such a wild card, I feel. Because one minute I'm like, yes, I love you. And the next moment I'm like, why do you do that? Or why'd you
No,
say
literally.
that?
Yeah. And I feel like it's a little bit of Sierra rubbing off on him with like the way,
The
again, it's
clicky.
the clicky and also like the thinking so much of how it's coming across and how you're looking. 'Cause I feel like he also, if Alandria, he asked Alandria to go first after the kiss. And I mean, granted, as soon as they finished kissing, Alandria was like, oh my God, Taylor, oh my God, Sierra. And it's like, girl, you're in the present right now. This Taylor is downstairs with Clark. He is not worried about you. Sierra, I can understand, but like, it's not Friend Island. Like, you have to do what you feel. And if you feel something, you know, I even clocked he dressed like a cowboy for the heart rate challenge. And I said, it's little things like that. Again, it's the yearning. It's the yearning.
It's the yearning, and I'm still gonna live in the yearning as long as
I'm
I
always gonna live in the yearning.
can. That date was
That
crazy
date was so. I
weird.
said his pupils didn't dilate like they
Oh,
did for Alandria,
the
like they are
pupil
right now.
dilation TikTok, is that what you're talking about? The girl that analyzed his pupils, so
Yeah.
funny,
Because it's
incredible.
true. It's true.
She said, I don't know if it's the lighting or what. Even watching that date, you can tell that they were being directed
Totally.
to get through that. It was really uncomfortable to watch. I'm like, this is not authentic. And even like before that, when they were on the dock and talking about the Alandria stuff kind of right after the recoupling, the look on his face of just complete
I
like deflation.
know He like disassociated.
He did. What else are we supposed to think? That he's obsessed with Alandra?
I know.
That's the only thing keeping me going in this season at this moment. That and the fact that we're voting Amaya to win no matter what. Amaya Papaya forever.
I voted for Chris and Amaya for my favorites.
I think I did too. I love Chris.
I love Chris too. I love Chris. I love Chris. I love him.
He's a man.
He's a man, man. He's a class act. I really appreciate him for having a good head on his shoulders. You could tell he was not in the COVID generation and he knows how to stand up for himself and also be respectful. Like he must have been raised by a good woman. And he knows what's up. And even like the heart rate challenge, because that was a mess. I hated it.
Hated it.
I know. For me, I think it was the mix of A, it was couples. I don't like the couples going together. But I think it's because there are so many people that they couldn't. Yeah, it would have been two episodes if everyone went individually because there are so many people. But even the way he handled it with Huda, I was really impressed. That heart rate challenge was a lot. And I think it was Ace and Huda. I don't think it was just Huda, but I don't think that she should get all, like, when Shelly was like, I'm not mad at Ace, I was like, okay.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Because he was literally grabbing her ass.
They 100% cut shit out of that.
Well, yeah, because you see her turn around and then she's sitting on his face, essentially. And I'm sure he got hard. And that's why everyone was so uncomfortable, because your fucking cucumber turned into an eggplant before everyone's eyes. And they were like, oh, like that's why Pepe said that was more than a challenge.
And like Pepe is someone who also is just like kind of like really transparent in everything that he says and does. I love Pepe. It was weird last night with the whole Grayson thing, but also I can't even remember, like, that was the first time I learned her name. So, like, I don't know. The whole Pepe Grayson thing is weird.
I wish Pepe, especially when they were talking about Hannah and, like, Sierra's reasoning was total bullshit of why they sent Hannah home.
Bullshit. I was screaming.
It was like, you've only been with Nick the entire time that you've been in here. So how has Hannah being penalized for doing the same thing?
It just leans into y'all's mean girl, like, navigating the,
no,
like,
literally
y'all didn't like her, so you got rid of her. Sorry, that's what I'm pulling from this.
I really would have loved if Pepe, after Sierra said that and they were like trying to justify why they sent her home, like, clearly he still likes Hannah, I really wish he would have said, and you know what, and he would have got up and he would have said, fine, I'm fucking leaving.
That would have been the best TV of the season. Besides
that
Nickel
would have
Andrea.
Been 1,000%. And I do still feel like, I don't know. At this point, if him and Amaya want to be in a friendship couple and just be like, hey, let's make it to the end together, I would happily vote for them. I would be down for a papaya.
Papaya. Either that or the producers need to continue hearing what we have to say as the public and redirect the narrative a little bit. If they haven't completely given up the plot and they say, fuck it, let's let this fire burn and rage stronger, they give us a bombshell and it's fucking Hannah. That would be, I mean, I'm not obsessed with Hannah, but I need a deep connection that feels authentic. I need it because
I'm yearning for it.
I'm yearning. Or find a way to, no, I was going to say, find a way to get rid of Sierra so that Nick and Alandria can just fucking do their thing in peace. But that would be fucked up. We need a win, bitch. We need a win.
We need a win so bad because this season has not been it at all.
No. Probably my least favorite season of Love Island I think I've ever watched. And we've watched every season.
I agree. It's literally my least favorite of all time because it's so inauthentic. It's so performative. And I don't know if it's the influencers. I don't know if it's the COVID generation being so concerned with how they're being perceived and not going after what they really want. Yes. Like, as much as I can't stand Taylor, at least he did do what he wanted to do. At least he is, like, getting dragged in that villa, but he still wants to be with Clark. as much as I can't stand him and the way he went about it, he's still standing in his truth. I do respect him for that because he's one of the only people who actually has done that the entire season. And that fucking sucks.
And the Leo in
Like,
me is like,
ugh.
I can't say it out loud. I can't say that out loud. I have no respect for this man, even
I
though I
know.
agree, but I can't fucking say that shit out loud. It's the fire sign in me.
Even saying it out loud and it just clicking in my head just now, like I hate it, but also it's the truth. It's the truth. I hate it. I hate it so much, but like you can't you gotta do what's best for you.
It's
And
true. And you know what? Maybe I don't want to eat my words because we said that shit about UK and he's being a little bitch, but he's doing exactly what we love to see in this show.
at least someone is doing it. Shelly, you know you want to be with Chris, and now you just fucked up. You blew up your own game, bruh. And you literally just handed it to Huda because now Chris, as soon as they finished talking, when she said, oh, okay, he said, yeah, okay, that's it. Arm around Huda,
Yep.
wrap,
Oh yeah, and
wrap.
he's not a guy that's gonna fuck around. Like he's
No.
done. Ace and Shelly have had this whole backup ideology the entire season. The entire season they've just been, I really want this person, but I'm gonna have someone else on the back burner. Both of them have done it the whole time. Ace is like, I really want Shelly, but she's gonna be my backup because I want to explore other connections. Shelly has been like, I really want Ace, but Austin's gonna be my backup because I need to explore connections. And now it's that way that they're navigating is exploding in their face after Casa
Literally.
because now Ace is like, you're my backup and I know I'll be with you. So I'm with you now, but now you still have a backup. What the fuck are you like? What? And he doesn't realize she's that he was his back, her backup. It's crazy.
It's a
I'm going down
mess.
an Inception loophole with this shit, but
It's true, though.
oh my God. Oh my God. You
How do you
guys.
guys? It's true, though. Like, that's literally it. Like, they have been playing mind games this entire time. And if it comes out that they were literally together before, I mean, I don't think either of them are touching the money. So,
No, they're not winning. No one's gonna let
no.
Ace win that shit.
And
Absolutely not.
the irony of it is that they were so worried about how they were being perceived and are all playing the game a certain way. And they have no idea how we are clocking their tea
My
so
God.
fucking hard.
Right. We were also worried at the beginning of the season, like Hoda's gonna get out of here and she's gonna be reamed. We're so worried about her mental health when she gets out of the villa. It doesn't matter at this point because everyone is being fucking reamed at this point.
Oh my God, did you see Vanna?
She's like, I'm gonna live the life I wanna live. Hell yeah, dude. I love that. I mean, it's crazy. Her face is crazy. I'm not gonna lie.
Crazy.
But I do love that she's like, fuck y'all.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep getting my work,
I've only
okay?
seen a couple of TikToks that she's made, but I don't know if she's made more. I hope she's doing well. I'll just say that. I hope she's doing well.
Yeah.
Everyone in this villa is gonna be like, we were so off on how people were feeling. I hope that they do the tweet challenge still.
I mean, did you see the poll that I would love for them to do a social media challenge. No, I posted a poll in the Dish with Tish story, and the way that Ace, Shelly, and Alandria are so low.
I get the Ace and Shelly. I'm sad that Alandria so quickly people are turning on her. I'm really bummed about it, honestly. She fucked up, but she's someone that really, I said it earlier, she owns her shit. I don't.
She does. And I genuinely think it's a little bit of just like internalized racism with that. People were,
100.
you
They're
know,
for looking for any reason to turn
any
on
reason.
her.
And that's why it's
Absolutely.
like, oh, just with her and
Icky.
Shelly, I'm like, damn, damn, damn. Not you guys, you know.
And
Oh,
they were like below
gosh.
Taylor, which is crazy. Alandria was below
Crazy.
Taylor.
Crazy. That's. Oh God, we only got 2 weeks left. The finale is July 13th, bro.
Everyone vote Amaya. Amaya Papaya for the win.
I'm rooting for her. That's my female winner. And even if she makes a friend couple, I just want her, you know, just for being authentically herself, even if it's too much. I would rather have someone be who they really are instead of who they think we want them to be, fitting a role or a narrative that they think that we want, because that's not the case. Okay. How do you feel?
I
I'm
feel
sure
good. I feel like
this.
we got a good amount of things off our chest.
I think we
Tonight
talked
was
about everything
crazy.
in some kind of way.
Yes. Yeah. We were all over the place, but it's fine because we're matching the energy of the villa. I feel like tonight I was really upset. So I was nervous I was going to come into this like
Heated.
mad, heated. And no one wants to hear that, but everyone
Right.
feels the same thing. So I'm ready for Thursday's episode.
Me too.
See how this all falls out.
Oh gosh, you guys. And I'm sure you have been nodding your head and agreeing with us, or maybe not. Maybe not. But I do love this show for the discourse and the conversations that it has, and even just the COVID things and being able to look at it objectively. I find it very fascinating this season in that way of just being able to talk about the nuances and why we're hating it so much. It's been really fun, and I hope you guys had a blast with us. Thank you, Megan, for staying up
Oh,
to do this with me.
of course. Thanks for having me. I love Love Island. It's a part of my brand.
Yes, and we love you guys. We will see you next week. Be well, and find love genuinely. Bye.